10 minutes in front of 6 o'clock here on Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for spending part of your Monday with us. We certainly appreciate it. You know, we talked to John Beaver, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, about how to get ready for the end of the year tax planning. And it was a breaking news day, so we didn't have as much time as we thought we would. John's back on a phone line with us now. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm well. I'm looking at the markets today. The Dow was down nine tenths of a percentage point, yep. I guess. NASDAQ led the way, down 1.4% almost. And then we're expecting word from the Fed. Is it tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. So I was reading that the futures are up a bit tomorrow because of the expectations from the Fed. But how are we doing so far when it comes to the markets this year? Year to date.
It's been a great year. We're up 26%. This is just a little bit of noise here. We're very, very close. We're just off about 1.5%, maybe 2% off the top. And so things are looking good, even in spite of what happened today. Now, when we look at the internals, we did have a higher volume on the selling today. So that's a bit of a negative. And the market is working on what we call distribution right now. So if we get more of a pullback, it would not be surprised. At all. In fact, I'm looking for maybe as much as a 10% pullback, which would be very healthy for the market as it starts to digest inflation.
I was going to get to that, John. You said here that the market needs a meaningful pullback of at least 10%. To me, that's kind of a gut punch, but you say it's good. Why would that be healthy for the market?
It's like breathing. You know, you can't keep breathing in without exhaling. You have to exhale at some point in time. It's like the waves. They go in, they go out. That's what the market does. And it's been operating abnormally because of all the money that the Fed has been throwing into the system, about $9 trillion since the financial crisis. And finally, they're talking about, well, maybe we'll slow the pace and get to where we're not injecting any more money into the system. And in my opinion, that would be a very important, very good thing.
John Beaver's with us. He's the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Okay, let's get back to the S&P, up 26% so far this year. Again, you provide great notes for us, and it says here that five stocks being 50% of the performance of the S&P 500. So you're saying that five stocks are driving 50% of the gain for the year?
Yep, and that's not unusual this time in the economic cycle. When we think about a great big long 50, 60-year cycle, we're in economic spring. You get this concentration into a handful of stocks. Same thing happened in the 1960s. It was called the Nifty 50 craze. So many things are similar, including the increase of inflation.
So then if a very few or if a small number of stocks are driving a great increase, is that a negative reflection on the economy, or does that maybe make the economy look more positive than it should? Explain that for me.
It makes the market look more positive than it should. But the nice thing that's happened in the last quarter of this year is that we've seen the rally broaden out to many, many more stocks. That's a good thing. And we still have generally a very healthy economy. The question is inflation going to derail this whole thing? So although we've got 50% of the performance this year coming from five stocks, it's an important thing to note, but it's not the end of the story.
I got you. Okay. All right. Let's start doing our taxes. We were talking about this not too long ago. Tell me what we should know for end of year. We can increase what we put into our 401k.
So that increase in the 401k is coming at the beginning of the year. So this year, you're pretty much water under the bridge. You're done. Now, you still can make a contribution if you're self-employed to a SEP IRA or a simple IRA. You can certainly make a Roth or a traditional IRA contribution if you qualify. Those contributions can be made until April 15th of next year, 2022, for the year of 2021. The nice thing is we're going to get some increases next year on these salary deferrals, a little bit of increase on 401k, 403, 457 deferrals that you can make from $19,500 a year to $20,500 a year. So plan on increasing your contributions next year, but there's no increase in the catch-ups.
And what are the catch-ups?
So the catch-ups are if you're age 50 or over. And that's $6,500 you can add into the plan because of your maturity.
You said the Roth IRA you can add, contribute to up until April if you qualify. There's an income ceiling there, or what dictates the qualifications?
Yes, there is an income ceiling on the Roth IRA. First of all, you have to have earned income, so you have to be working. If you're married, you don't have to be working, but your spouse has to be working, so you have to have those earnings. And then the cutoff for joint is around the $200,000. There's a phase in or phase out area where you can put part of a contribution in, but not the full amount.
We're talking to John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Okay, Illinois is one of a handful of states that has passed sort of a go-around when it comes to these SALT caps. Part of the Trump tax plan limited state and local tax deductions to $10,000. A lot of blue states, and certainly in Illinois, a lot of people pay more than that. So Illinois passed a get-around for it, one that's got the blessing of the IRS, but it doesn't work for all of us, right? Only people who have an LLC, or who would qualify
that's
for
correct.
This?
That's correct, yes. So you have to have another entity. You can't just be a single taxpayer by yourself without some kind of a business entity that you have. And it's really kind of a limited situation. What Congress is kicking around right now in the Build Back Better plan is to actually increase that, what we call SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction. They're talking about increasing that. We have to see what actually comes out in the final bill for the president to sign, but it looks like it might make it to some degree.
So let's go back to what's on the books now then. So if you're in Illinois, you can reduce your federal tax requirement responsibility by deducting your extended state and local taxes through your business rather than through your standard deduction or through your personal finances, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so when I'm doing my taxes with TurboTax or my accountant, they make that a business expense for the LLC?
Yes.
Okay, and that's going to affect a lot of people, but not a majority of people, I wouldn't
imagine.
Not
a majority, no, that's correct.
Okay, and then if I go out and buy an electric vehicle before the end of the year, I get an increased deduction?
So what you get is a tax credit. Right now, that's $7,500. And interesting thing, again, they're kicking around maybe bumping that up to $12,500. So some people that are thinking about buying are now thinking maybe they're going to wait till next year and see what happens.
Wow, interesting. Okay, John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, I always appreciate talking to you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.